This is the Opening Market Podcast for Friday, December the 3rd on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. We're talking right now with Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net. Matt, what are we looking at going into this Friday?
Well, you know, we're starting out the day with some green on the screen. It's certainly nice to see a week ago, you know, obviously was a totally different story. So, you know, a week ago we came in and we heard about this Omicron variant that everyone was terrified over, and the crude oil market was down 10 bucks. You saw the Dow down four digits. I mean, it was just a rough day, and then we've slowly kind of pulled out of that. You started the week out this week with a lot of hesitancy, but then you come in here and you see decent export sales on Thursday. I wouldn't say they're overwhelmingly good, but you know, over a million tons for both corn and beans, and I got to think that we're in a situation where a lot of folks feel like things have stabilized, first of all, and second of all, you're looking really closely at what's going on in South America with the weather. Now, you know, Argentina's got a pretty good rated crop right now, but both Southern Brazil and Argentina are talking about dryness not only starting to develop, but a pretty darn dry forecast. And when La Nina is already in place, it's pretty concerning for those folks.
You know, and La Nina was also, you know, a lot of the reason why it was so dry here and continues to be warm and dry right now. I mean, is the market watching that aspect? I know we're a little ways off from 2022 planting, but that's got to be something that the market must be concerned about a little bit, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you know, no doubt about it. So I think it's in the back of everyone's minds, not only what's going to happen in South America, but looking forward to the U.S. situation. You know, yes, they're going to probably have some fertilizer concerns in South America, but here in the U.S., the logistical issues that we've faced, you know, and then the timing of how the market rallied so sharply, you know, it's put everyone in, a little bit of an uncomfortable position. So I do know some producers in parts of the Midwest right now who can run. As far as the anhydrous is concerned, their ground's fit and they can't get the product. That's extremely frustrating, especially if you've had it prepaid at a much lower price. So, for instance, where I'm at in central Illinois, I mean, I prepaid for $7.80 a ton. And the current spot price, if someone wants to put on that didn't have it prepaid, is running $15.50 per ton. So, obviously, I mean, it's about twice as much is what it was previously. So if you're one of those producers who has it already contracted, it's concerning. And so not only are we worried about prices, Dustin, we're worried about availability. So yeah, if you don't get it all on this fall, you've got to trust that Mother Nature's going to work with you next spring. And I'll tell you what, when you're wanting 90 million plus acres of corn, you got to hope for one heck of a nice spring.
Yeah, that we do. And, you know, really interesting, too, the soybean market. We have been seeing that go down. We had thought the news was going to be really negative, and here we're seeing double-digit gains overnight. I mean, what's the situation in that market?
Well, you know, with soybeans, you know, the technical situation was not pretty. I mean, three days ago, we're sitting here looking at this market saying, you know what, we could have some serious downside here. But then at the same time, you know, you start talking about, again, South American dryness. So whenever there's a La Nina in place, Argentina typically really struggles, and I'm talking 75-80% of the time, to raise a normal size bean crop. Why is that important? Well, Argentina puts over 50% of the world's soybean meal on the market most years. And so given that fact, anytime you have major dryness in Argentina, it definitely spills over into the products, and particularly soybean meal, which can definitely lead your bean market higher. And I think there's a lot of traders that have seen maybe a bit of an oversold market in their minds with a ripe for reversal, especially with the kind of weather that you're seeing, you know, in Argentina. So it remains to be seen. Right now, their crop looks good. The problem is that they're getting dry and the forecast doesn't look too promising. So no question, you're going to have some buying power behind the bean market whenever you see that type of forecast in South America.
All right. So, Matt, if there's producers out there that want to talk markets with the folks at agmarket.net, maybe make some plans, how do they get in touch with you guys?
Yeah, agmarket.net or agmarket.app. Either way is a great place to go, you know, and get our technology, our contact info, and then our research.
All right, Matt. Well, we thank you so much for the insight today, and we'll talk to you again next Friday.
Absolutely, bud. Thank you.
That again was Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net. Coming up this afternoon, Brett Barnett will be joined by Bill Moore from the Price Futures Group as they go through the day of the trade on the Closing Market Podcast. So be watching for that. We'll have the futures numbers coming up right after this.
Worldwide Food Service Safety Month is an annual designation observed in December. The goals of this month are to focus on keeping food safe as it's prepared in the service industry, as well as reminding us to be safe and cook properly when we are making our own food at home. Use the hashtag Worldwide Food Service Safety Month to post on social media. Contact the USDA Meat and Poultry Hotline to get your food safety questions answered on weekdays year-round. This message from our team at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
On the futures market, March corn up 4 3/4 at 581.5. December 22 new crop up 2 at 551 even. January beans up 20.5 at 1264 3/4. November 22 new crop up 14 at 1233 1/4. Soy meal up $6.10 at $354.90 per ton. Soy oil is up $1.22. That's at $57.56. March Chicago wheat down 1 1/4 at 813 3/4. Minneapolis down 4 1/4 at 1038. Kansas wheat is off 3 1/4 at 839 even. March oats up 3 at 737. February live cattle up 52 cents at 140.12. Feeders for April are 40 cents lower at 170.50. February lean hogs 47 cents lower at 81.52. Class 3 milk is up 7 cents at 18.40. That's been a check of the Opening Market Podcast here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag Matters.